With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. It is a growing problem, has a lot of people concerned. Japanese health officials raiding a factory that produces so-called health supplements that have allegedly killed at least five people. BBC correspondent Michael Duncan.
The factory was closed in December, but the government said it decided to carry out the inspection because of the scale of the health problems linked to the supplements. Nearly 700 people in Japan have undergone or have requested treatment. More than 100 are in hospital. And the scandal has spread abroad, with a woman in Taiwan hospitalised with acute kidney failure. Kobayashi says a chemical caused by blue mould may be the source of the problem, but the company's been criticised for waiting until last week to make its concerns public.
Also at SRNnews.com, fake eclipse glasses posing a risk to the public.
The American Astronomical Society says real solar eclipse glasses block almost all visible light. Chinese companies have been using the names of reputable American companies, but the fake glasses do not list the address of the real company on them. Now, if you can see through the lens of the glasses or see light, they are not the real deal.
That is correspondent Tayshia Stevens, who adds many of the counterfeits are made in Japan. It has happened again, this time in Oklahoma today, a barge striking a bridge over the Arkansas River. No word yet if there have been any injuries. Engineers in Baltimore have focused on removing what's left of the Francis Scott Key Bridge. Salvage teams say they will need to break apart a number of bridge sections into smaller pieces in order to be able to lift them out of the water. Divers are also still searching for the bodies of four workers who are missing in the water. This is SRN News. France considers curbing transgenderism.
French lawmakers will take up a bill that would ban sex change operations on anyone under the age of 18. A growing number of European countries are beginning to push back on the transgender agenda, concluding that allowing children to undergo irreversible surgery in order to live as the opposite sex is harmful. Here in the U.S., more than 20 states have taken similar action, but the Biden administration is fighting them in court. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Latest research finds two-thirds of the abortions carried out in the U.S. last year were done so using drugs. That's up 53% from 2020. Abortion pills, also a very lucrative product of America's giant pharmaceutical industry. One report finds 700,000 abortions were carried out in 2023 with the use of drugs rather than surgery. This is SRN News. American Airlines relaxing now part of the pet policy to let owners bring their furry friends in a full-size carry-on bag into the cabin. Correspondent Jackie Quinn reports the change is making it easier for a number of travelers.
Under the old rules, air passengers who brought a pet into the cabin would have to pay $150 and could only bring one small bag that could fit under the seat. Luggage would have to be checked for an additional fee. Now American Airlines is allowing more. Passengers can bring their pet into the cabin and their carry-on luggage. The airline didn't explain the reason for the change, but travel blogger Gary Leff said it had been frustrating that his small dog was counted as carry-on luggage since he was already paying a hefty pet fee. I'm Jackie Quinn.
More details at SRNnews.com.